Means a lot. It's been, it's been a good year, but I felt like I've been close a few times, and I felt like, you know, I've only got a few tournaments left this season, and I really wanted to try and win one. And obviously, this one is right up there at the top of the list. I love it here. I've contended in the past, and even going down the back nine on today, I was like, you know, the bad shots that I've hit over the years in contention actually started to creep into my head. It's amazing what this game does, but I'm so happy. Like, I'm honestly, words can't put into how much I'm, you know, how happy I am, how much this means to me, how much I love this tour, how much I love this tournament, and I'm the happiest man in the world right now.
John Rahm posted 1600,
yeah.
1600 halfway through your round, essentially. Yeah. Can you tell us what you were thinking and feeling as your back nine was unfolding, chasing that target?
Yeah, I remember Alex Noren did it to me one year, and the year he won, he went out early and shot 62, and that came into my head. And I got to 16, and I was trying to get past that, but then I had to, you know, worry about Rory behind me, because he could do anything down the last few holes, with how good he is. But I just tried my best. I just tried to hit shots. I said to my coach this morning, I need to just allow myself to play golf today. I'm playing the best golf of my life. I need to just allow myself to do that, and I did that.
Winning is always an emotional experience. We can see that from your reaction. Were the circumstances this tournament was played in, did they heighten those emotions?
I think so. I made no secrets as to how I feel about the whole thing at the start of the week, and I wanted to go out and win this tournament for myself first and foremost, but I think for this tour, and you know, everyone that has stayed loyal to this tour and everyone that's done everything for this tour, I really feel like this is one for the good guys.